Hello, I'm Hank Hine, director of the Dali Museum. Welcome to our exhibition, Midnight in Paris, Surrealism at the Crossroads, 1929. This exhibition was created in collaboration with the Centre Pompidou in Paris, France's National Museum of Modern Art, and it is sponsored by the trustees, the guild, and the members of the Dali Museum, together with Mrs. Jean-François Rossignol, Mrs. Timothy R. Rainey, and the St. Petersburg Clearwater International Airport. You have entered through a Paris metro stop and are now in Paris in 1929. Paris, a city that is always filled with light and shadow, always both intellectual and sensuous, was rife with artistic alliances, conflict, and rivalry. Art itself was at the crossroads, unsure of its path forward, embroiled in arguments over the supremacy of various mediums, with everyone competing for attention. Would painting survive the new experiments with photography, film, and collage? Would politics replace art? 1929 represents the moment of a crisis of thought and artistic strategy with lasting consequences for art and culture. Along the various surrealist-inspired avenues, you will meet the avant-garde artists during this period of experiment and uncertainty. You will discover the work, friendship, and clashes of over 20 artists of the era, ranging from the painters Salvador Dali and René Magritte to sculptors Hans Arp and Alexander Calder, and filmmakers Germaine Delac and Luis Buñuel. You will also see a short film made by the museum imagining a conversation between Surrealism's founder, André Breton, and Gala Dali, Salvador Dali's wife, in which the two vie for personal control. I invite you to discover for yourself the provocative world of Midnight in Paris, narrated by the actor Eugénie Bondurant.